Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Later this week, Israeli President Isaac Herzog will travel to the Vatican to meet with the Pope, Pope Leo XIV. At the top of the agenda is protecting religious communities worldwide, strengthening efforts to combat rising anti-Semitism. These are big themes, and they raise important questions. Can meetings between religious and political leaders like this truly make a difference? Well, to help us explore, we are joined by Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss. He's a member of the Chief Rabbinate Council of Israel and someone who's been active in dialogue and Jewish communal leadership. A very, very good morning to you, Rabbi Weiss. Thank you for joining us. How significant is this meeting between President Herzog and the Pope?
I think it's good morning to everyone and to you. I think it's tremendously significant. The Pope, after all, is not only the leader of the great Catholic Church, but millions and millions or billions of people all over the world listen to him and hear him, and everything he says can affect other people. And there is often, we often have many meetings with the Vatican. Only last week I met the Cardinal of the Vatican, Pizzobelli of Jerusalem, and it's very important, these meetings, because there's nothing like hearing face to face what in fact is happening. Well, part of the war against Israel today, as you know, is in the the radio, television, etc., many misinformation. And it's so important that they do speak, that the president speaks with the Pope. And although it's not an outstanding thing that happens. But why he is particularly going tomorrow, I don't know. But the actual meeting is extremely, extremely important, and I'm sure it will have an effect on the Pope, and the Pope will have an understanding of Israel's difficult position. The Pope is also in a very difficult position because he has in Gaza, as you know, they have a small Catholic community which he wishes to look after and to defend and to show his responsibility, and they're often affected by what is happening. They're part and parcel of what's happening in Gaza. So I think it's very important that they go. And I hope they'll be successful. And I hope there'll be new vibes from the Pope. And he'll understand the difficult position we are in Israel today, and the fact that we wish to do our best not to harm or hurt any other religious groups or whatsoever, just to respect them. But in war, things happen that we don't plan for.
The issue, of course, around anti-Semitism is a significant one, and the Pope does hold tremendous power and influence in how the world's view of Jews is shaped. Is there a hope that this type of a meeting can influence that?
I didn't understand your question. What was your question? Sorry, again.
So the question is this: is the Pope holds significant power when it comes to influencing people's attitudes around the world? With anti-Semitism being such a concern at the moment and at the levels that it's at, do you think it is realistic that a concrete achievement of this meeting can be that the Pope assists in shaping or reducing the level of anti-Semitism?
I'm 100% sure that if the Pope and the President will have a great rapport, we'll see a difference in the words of the Pope. And when the Pope goes out on Sunday and speaks to the crowds there, it's publicized throughout the world. And if the Pope says a positive thing about Israel or the Jews, then it must have an effect on world Jewry and on the state of anti-Semitism. I'm not saying there won't be any anti-Semitism or that he could stop it in one fall. Anti-Semitism is something ingrained, unfortunately, embedded in people. It's the dislike of the unlike, and at the present moment, Jews are the unlike. And I think it's very important, tremendously important. The Pope, one has to put yourself in his position, if that's possible. He's also terribly worried, I'm sure, about the Muslims who are taking over many, many communities in Europe. They're controlling, and he has to play a careful game. But, you know, it's 60 years since the Nostra Aetate. That's the agreement made, which the declaration made by the Pope 60 years ago of honoring and respecting the Jewish people and refraining from the anti-Semitic attitudes that they had in the past. And that's why it's very significant that there's a meeting with the Pope this week. In fact, the Pope has invited the chief rabbinate to a meeting in a month's time on the anniversary of this Nostra in order to clarify and to strengthen our efforts. I don't think anybody can underestimate the importance of this meeting tomorrow between Herzog and the new Pope. Herzog was, in fact, at his inauguration. And I'm sure they both speak the same language. They both speak English speakers. And I'm sure they'll find a way to each other and to try and stop this tremendous, tremendous well of anti-Semitism, which is engulfing the whole world today. I think people have to realize that Israel is facing a battle of survival, and people don't understand that. And this message has to get across. We are facing a battle of survival. There's not a day or night that we don't feel threatened by the countries around us, by the missiles. Even yesterday, there was a missile sent from the Houthis. And I think it's the most important. Israel can win a war on the ground, but one of the great wars that it has to win, and seemingly it's not doing that well today, is the battle of words, the battle of information. And I don't think we're doing as good as we could do. And I'm very happy that the Pope, the Herzog, is going there. I don't know who initiated the invitation.
Either way, a very, very positive move, Rabbi Eliezer Simcha Weiss. Thank you, as always, for speaking to us and for bringing us such an important perspective.